Okay, today's daf is Yivamah's daf Pei Tes. We are on Pei Ches Amid Beis, and we are into Ha'isha Rabba, as we saw yesterday, and as it's going to come up today again. These are jam-packed dafim, a lot of major topics that come up through our chas, that come up here. That's why this is one of the prakim and Yivamah's that are learned bi'iyun in the various yeshivas, and now we get to have the schus of learning them here in Daf Yomi. So, Pechasim Abeis, we are up to about the halfway into the wide lines. Pechasim Abeis, Hacha B'maya Skina. What are we talking about? So remember, the Mishnah discussed the case where, Rachmana Litzlan, a woman got remarried and thinking that her husband had died, and then somehow, some type of Aedus comes back into the Bezdin, or to her, and says, no, your husband's still alive, or a man walks in. And there's a question whether this is her husband or not. So we discussed Rav and Ravashi yesterday, and now we're in the middle of Shmuel. Shmuel had said, the case is where she does not contradict. If she contradicts, she does not have to get divorced. So the question is, what's the case under discussion that her contradiction makes a difference? If it's two witnesses that say that her husband is still alive, so what do you mean she could stay married? How is that? And just why should a contradiction make any difference? So the Gemara says, if it's one aide that comes and says her husband's alive, also you shouldn't even need her contradiction because the original one aide said that her husband has died. And as Ula says, whenever the Torah believes one aide, Hari Kat Shnayim, and therefore it's two against one. Two, the original one is considered two, the later one is considered only one. Two against one should which? Why should we even need her achasha? So that's what we're up to. Hacha b'maya skinan. So what's the case that Shmuel is talking about where her contradiction makes a difference? And we assume, again, it's where one aide came originally and said her husband had died. Hacha b'maya skinan bipsule edus. We're talking about psule edus. Ukid de Rebbe Nechemya. Like Rebbe Nechemya is. Really, as Rashi says, psule edus askinan ula olam betray. Really, there are two. There are two witnesses coming now, not just one. But they are psulim, they're krovim, they're nashim. And the chiddush of Shmuel is as follows. Back to the Gemara, Ukid Reb Nechemya. Detanya Reb Nechemya Omer, Kol makom shehemina Torah eid echad, halach acharov deos. Whenever the Torah, it believes one aid, so that is not normal aidus. It's a certain type of ne'emanus, but it's not real edus, and therefore you'd go by the more opinions, the better. By edus, you don't count up opinions. If you have two edim that say something, they're equal to 100 edim that would contradict them. So normal edus, you don't go by quantity once it's two witnesses. But here, because it's psuli edus, so you go by rov deos, and therefore if one comes originally, even if you believe him as two, but then two psulim came later on. And therefore, va'asu shtei nashim be'ish echad, kishnei anashim be'ish echad. Two women against one man is like two men against a one man, meaning they have that same power. And therefore, says Rashi explains, so how does her hachasha make a difference? So if she is not machish, so then you have these two psule witnesses saying that she is a married woman. So they knock out the original aid, which is also who was also considered two. They cancel each other out, and then there's a cheskas eishes. And that's why she has to get divorced. If she argues, if she's macheshes and says, no, I think you're wrong, this is not my husband, then we continue believing the first witness as two kosher witnesses, and she could stay married. That's how Rashi explains the hachasha, right? Why is she believed if she says it? Look at the fourth wide line in Rashi. Ein psule edus ne'emanim, l'hayir al adam kosher, afilu ein elef. 1,000 puzzle witnesses aren't kosher to be made on a person. Shekol adam ne'eman al atzmo be'isurin, bedavar habarur lo, elam kein yesh edus k'sheir bedavar. So she's believed about herself, I know that this is not my husband, and therefore, unless there are two kosher witnesses saying otherwise, she is ne'eman. So that's why the hachasha makes a difference. This is the first version in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara, v'ibayis ema, a little different version, very similar, but a little different version, within Rav Nechemya, kol hecha da'asa eid echad kosher me'ikara, afilu me'anashim k'eid echad damyin. What was the first version of Rabbi Nechemya? Whenever one aid is believed, it's not real aidus. So therefore, there could be a counterclaim later by Psule Aidim. The second version is that no. If there was one kosher witness that came earlier, was Aid Echad, then he has strength. Harei Kan Shnayim and the later Aidim are not going to be able to override or contradict. Hacha Mayaskinan could go into Asya Isha Meikara. The case here we're talking about is even the original aid was Apostle Aid. And therefore, that's why there's a contradiction, and that's why the Her HaKasha makes a difference. V'tarza l'drim Nechemya hachi, and this is what Nechemya should say. Rim Nechemya omer, kol makom she'emina Torah eid echad, whenever the Torah believes one eid, halach acharov deos, v'asu shtei nashim be'isha achas, two women can contradict one woman, but not one man. Kishnei anashim be'ish echad. Afal shtei nashim be'ish echad, kapalga upalga dami, it would be chatzi-chatzi, and then, in that case, her achasha would not make a difference. In other words, what's the dafkamina between the two versions of Rav Nechemya? If you have one eight kasher at the beginning, would that override the two psulim that come later on? Or would that, no, you would go by Rov Deos. Rav Chaim writes in Ilchas Gerushin, the root issue here is when you have an eight echad, so what do we give this eight echad? Do we give him a real Torah's edus? Do we give him a certain type of ne'emanus, but not qualitatively different than Ne'emanus that we could give others? So that's the important question right here. Again, there's a general question about Eid Echad. As we alluded to yesterday, whenever an Eid Echad is believed outside of Eidus Isha, we know an Eid Echad is Kamo Mamon. So how do you view Eid Echad conceptually? Is an Eid Echad half a kat? It's half a kat. It's potentially two Eidim, but it's half. Or do we say, no, Eid Echad is not a half a kat. An Eid Echad is zero. It's zero, and then when you have a kad, you have two witnesses. There's special reasons why we believe in Eid Echad for Shvua. But that's a question, how you look at an Eid Echad. But these are the two deos here within Reb Nechemya explaining Shmuel, how far do you go with the Ne'emanus of the Eid Echad. Okay, two dots. Tzricha get mizeh u'mizeh. So we said that in the case of the Mishnah, where the first time that when she remarried, it was based on the testimony of one aid, so she has to get divorced from her first husband and from this second man that she lived with. If it was with two aidim originally, what the Mishnah called shelo birshus, because she didn't need Bezdin to give her a shus, but she could have done it herself because there's two witnesses, so then we say she could stay married to the first husband because that's a real ones. And we know generally if a woman is ne'ensa, so then she can stay married as long as she's not an aishus kohen. The problem is, like the Ritva said in the Mishnah, in the case of relying on one aid, so we falter a little bit. We say she didn't do enough research. The fact that her husband came in means that she wasn't daika uminsava, and therefore, as we said, daika uminsava might team up with the eid echad in order to be matir the davar sheba'erva, which usually requires two bona fide eidim, ein davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim. We're mako here to give her because we want to be a little flexible, mishamiguna, but we're only mako because you know what the stakes are. So therefore, if the husband walks in, so then she has to pay for it. So says Tzricha get mizeh umizeh. So Bishlama mirish, and the Mishnah also says not only does she have to get divorced from both, she needs a get from both. So that's the problem. Bishlama mirishon tiboy get. Fine, from the first husband, she needs a get. Why? Because she was married to that man, and she was ki'ilu mizane, and therefore she needs a get to end that first marriage. Ela misheni amai zuspa almahu. But from the second man she was ever married to. A woman cannot be married to two men. So if she wasn't divorced from the first man yet, so from the second man, it was just considered a maisa znus. So why does she need a get? Answer, she does not need a get midaraisa. Midaraisa, she needs nothing, right? They were not married. Amar Rav Huna gzeira. Shema yomru gireish zeh vinasa zeh. The worry is if we just say, everybody's going to know the story. But you know the story. She was married to one man, and then she started living with another man. And people are going to think, you know what? She must have ended that first marriage first. That must be. How could she be with a second? This woman is such a ksheira. So what are people going to think? Shema yomru gireish zeh v'nasa zeh, and they're going to think that she married the second man. And then they're not going to hear all of the details. But they're just going to realize she left this second man, and she left without a get. And people are going to think, Vinim says, Eishes ish, yotze below get. People, Rechman al-Solan, are going to think that a married woman could go without a get, could get out free without a get. And that would be what we call a ziyaf haTorah. That would be terrible, right? People would think the wrong halacha. So, ihach, and that comes up many times. We're worried about what people would think. Most of the time, Chazal enacted, right? One of the more ambiguous and intriguing versions of this is the end of the Kamsa and Bar Kamsa Gemara. If you remember the Gemara Maseches Gittin in Yonah Diyoma, the Kamsa Bar Kamsa is what happens. Bar Kamsa gets really upset because he got thrown out of the party. So he goes to the Caesar and brings a carbon, and puts a little mum in it because he knows that the Jews aren't going to be mocker of the carbon. And he gets them in trouble. He tells the Caesar, they don't like you anymore. And they don't know what to do, the Rabbanan. So what do they say? They're trying to figure this out. They say, well, maybe we should be mocker of the carbon anyway. No, because then people are going to say, Shema Yomru, says the carbon of Kulis. People are going to say, give me mocker of a carbon balmum. Oh, so maybe we should kill Bar Kamsa. Right, because he's the shliach, he's the one that's the road day on the rest of Klal Yisrael. Says the Chayav Ben Akulas, no, people are going to say that whenever somebody brings a carbon balmum, it's Chayav Misa. Right, all these worries. So it's very unclear. It's a machlokas in the Mefarshim whether what he did was correct or not. What he did, or was it misplaced piety? Because the entire Klal Yisrael are in danger. But there, that Gemara is also about Shema Yomru. So here, Shema Yomru. We're worried that people are going to say that this married woman is leaving without a get, and therefore we require a get midirabbanan. Says the Gemara, one second, ihachi, that's true, you always need a get midirabbanan because you're worried. Seifa, diktani, but look at the next Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Sadi Beis. The Mishnah tells us there, Shema, diktani, amrulo meis ba'aleich vinis katsha. Adam come and say, your husband died, and she doesn't get fully married yet, she does kiddushin. Vinis kadsha viachr kakba barla. Then her husband walks in, muteris lachserlo. There, she can go back to him. What do you mean? Why can she go back to him? Right? Aren't we worried in that case, what people are going to think, that she was married to somebody man number two, and then without getting a get, she's going back to marry number one. Right? So why aren't we worried there? So where it says, hasam nami. Hasam Nam, sorry, the question continues. Hasam Nami, Nema Gireish Zeh, Vekideish Zeh, Venim Seish Zeh, Yotzeh, Veloget, Shlomoget, so why aren't we worried there? We're only worried here. So the Gemara says, answer, Liola Bayeget. Really, in that case, she does need a get. Mishnah doesn't say it, but she does need a get there in that case as well. So Ihachi, but one second. She needs a get? So then, Nimsa Zeh Machzir Grushaso Mishe Nisarsa. You know what people are going to say? That this woman that was married to man A, then miskadesh to man B, got divorced, and now she's able to go back to man A? Isn't there an Isser Darais in the Torah called Machzir Grushaso? When he's not allowed to take his divorced wife after she married somebody else in the middle? So, why aren't we worried about that? Answer, Reb Yossi ben Kippur. That Mishnah is like Reb Yossi ben Kippur's opinion, who says, if there was only Erisin in the middle, then there's no Isser. Da Amar min ha-nisuin asura, min ha-erisin muteris. Right, the Isser of Machzir Grushaso is only min ha-nisuin. A number of the Mefarshim there, the Aznayim LaTorah, and the Sfarno, and others, say, because the whole issue of Machzir Grushaso, after Acharei Asher Hutama, is because you're acting like the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim who flip wives with each other. You take this wife, and then they flip back and forth. So that's the problem. But if it was only Erisin, you know, that's not, the Mitzrayim don't even have a parallel to that, right? They live with their wives, and they don't live with their wives. So you can say it doesn't even get into the world of being like the Mitzrayim, and therefore it's not us, or that's Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur's opinion. So that's why we're not worried in the next Mishnah that people are going to say that, because what's the worst they're going to say? It's mutter? The answer is, it is mutter. It is mutter after Erison. So there is no worry for Shema Yomru. Good. So, says the Gemara last line, but one second. Hamidiktani Seifa. But the next line of that Mishnah says, in the case where, right, she only had Erisin in the middle, so she's allowed to return to her first husband, but the next line says, Afapi Shenosan La Achron Get, even if a get had been given, Lo Pasla Minakahuna. That get is meaningless. It doesn't passel her from marrying a Kohen, meaning she's not called a Grusha in that case. Again, we're talking about the woman. The woman who now is married, so went to somebody else, and then she's going back to her first husband, so she's not a grusha yet, right? Maybe her first husband's gonna die, then she'll be an almana, she'll be able to marry a kohen. So even if the get was given, so it doesn't passel her. Michlal delo baya get. It's clear from there, says the Gemara, that there's no get involved here. She doesn't need a get, and she's not getting a get. Why? De'ibaya get, abalo paslam and akahuna. Because if she would be getting a get, why wouldn't she be nifselas? Rashi quotes here, the Gemara later on, we know the concept of re'ach haget. Re'ach haget, even if there's a little smell of a get, even if you don't need a get to arise, it's only to Rabbanan. We know, when it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, whenever a woman is in the parsha of Gittin, that's going to passel. If a man goes over to a woman who he's not married to and stomp gives her a get for no reason, that's meaningless. That's foolish. Of course, that's not Reach a get. But if she's in the world of being married and getting a get from this man, so then it's going to have an effect. So too here. So ask the Gemara. If there's any get involved, we just were mokim that Mishnah. It's talking about a case of the get being given because of the Shema Yomru. So why shouldn't it have any effect? And the fact that it doesn't have an effect tells us that it shouldn't be, it must be that it's no get there. So Ella Seifa, what rather must you say? Ella Seifa Amri, in this next Mishnah, there is no get there. And we're not worried that people are going to say, oh, she got divorced and now she's going back to her first husband without anything. We're not worried about that. Why? Amri Kiddushi Tosave. People aren't going to only get half the story. They'll get the whole story. They'll realize that she got married mistakenly to her second husband, in quotes. So Reishanami Amri Nisui Tosave. So why don't you say the same thing in our Mishnah? Why does she need to get from man number two? Answer, Kantor Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were finder here. They were Kone, sir, no, you need a get. We're not Tola Lakula, that people are going to think the best. So Sevanami Luknesua. So why don't we do that in the next Mishnah? What's the difference? Again, the root question. Why in that Mishnah do we not require her to get a get Midrabanan? And here we require her to get a get Midrabanan? Final answer, Reisha da Avda Isura Kansuha. Here she actually got married and she lived with him. So there, we're going to be more machmir, kansua, we're going to fine her. Seifa, delo avda isura, lo kansua, what's the fine? We're going to fine her to have to accept a get, and therefore she won't be able to marry Cohen. That's the fine. Seifa, delo avda isura, lo kansua, rabbanan. A seifa where she wasn't, she didn't violate an issue, she didn't live with a man yet. She was just ma'aris him, she was mitareses from him, so lo kansua, rabbanan. The Ritva here notes that it's lav dafka that she actually lived with him, even nichnasa l'chuppa v'lo nivala. That would also, based on other Gemaras, the Ritva says that. Lo sof davar dav de isura mamish she nivala, elakiva she nichnasa l'chuppa, ava mishalo nivala, dahalo sharina l'seifa, elakishinis katsha. It's kiddushin versus bia. So where do you draw the line? So the Ritva says it's kiddushin versus chuppa. Chuppa goes with bia, even nichnasa l'chuppa v'lo nivala will be a problem. Where do you know that from? The Gemaras we had earlier. Remember, Daphne Zion or so, chuppa l'psulos. Once you have chuppah already is the first step and sees bia in the future, and that's what we spoke about in the context of Kohen Gadol, right? To call hecha de bia psula chuppah pasla to meet kedamrinan gabe yesh chuppah lepsulos, as we said earlier. So nichnasa l'chuppah lo nivala is also a worry. The issue of, I'll get to generalize it a little bit, of Shema Yomru, what people are going to say, and in terms of the concept of Ziyaf HaTorah, whenever you talk about Ziyaf HaTorah, one should remember the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo in Maseches Baba Kama. The Gemara says there on Daf Lamed Ches that there was a certain time period when the Romans sent two officers to go study the Torah. Go find out what these Jews are learning. So they studied, the Gemara says, and at the end of the time there, it says they learned it three times. Karu v'shana v'shileshu. And at the end of three times, it says that the officer said, everything in your Torah is true. It's all emes. Except one halacha we have a problem with. Shor she Yisrael shenagach shor shel akum pater. Shor shel akim shenagach shor shel Yisrael chayiv. Question, that halacha, either they thought they didn't think it was a fair halacha, or they just didn't understand the drasha of that, re'ehu, it should work both ways. Either way, they weren't happy with that halacha. I always thought it meant that they were upset at that halacha. It was not fair. So Tosfos asked there two questions. Tosfos asked there, you're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews. So what were they doing? Lo'asachin l'chol goy mishpatim ha'idom. I mean, most of them did Torah la'akum. Answer, pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to. So then the Amshel Shlomo and the Marshal there says, if it was Pikuach Nefesh, so why did they just fake this halacha? Wouldn't this halacha would have gotten them into trouble? Just forget this halacha. Don't teach it. Lie about it. Just say it's the equal same halacha. So says the Amshel Shlomo, no, to misrepresent Torah is also Yehari Gval Yavar. To say that the Torah is halacha, to not say something, okay, and just, they're not ready for this, that's one thing. But in order to say that something is not true, a misrepresentation of Torah, that's what the Marshal calls a Ziyaf HaTorah, and that you're not allowed to do. And that's what the Rabbanim were always worried about. They're worried about a Ziyaf HaTorah, a misrepresentation of Torah, what people are going to think. And therefore they made certain takanos regarding certain halachas to make sure people didn't think otherwise. Again, this does not mean that when somebody is becoming frum, this is an important shaila, you have to tell them everything right away. No, chas v'shalom, that's also a ziyafat Torah, because you're going to misrepresent certain halachas, thinking some things are more important than others. But somebody's coming back to the fold, so then, little by little, that's not a ziyafat Torah, that's a protection of Torah. But in terms of, if somebody asked me the halacha to try to misrepresent it, so that would be a ziyafat Torah. But again, that's the root of all the Shema Yomru Gemaras. So the Marshal then goes in Yana Diyoma. Marshal goes, what about the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tes with the Septuagint, where they made those 10 differences, Alpines, Red Hashem, the Septuagint. Why? That's one of the three reasons we fast on the Sarva Teves. In Yana Diyoma, the Septuagint, that happened on the 8th day of Teves, if I remember correctly. The 9th day Ezra died, and the 10th day was the day that the walls were surrounded. The three reasons we fast. The terrible tragedy of the translation of the Torah. So ask the Marshal there on himself. So why was there a miracle that all the 70 Zakenim were able to come up with the same 10 changes? So the Marshal there says, those weren't 10 changes in halacha. If you look there, those were all theological mistakes that one who wants to misinterpret the Torah can. Like the first one, Elokim bara Bereishis, instead of Bereishis bara Elokim. Why? Because Bereishis bara Elokim sounds like Bereishis created God. Chas v'shalom. That's why they changed it to Elokim bara. We know what it means. So it's not really a change, but it was to Talmai and all the other, like the last one, right? There was Talmai's wife's name was Arneves. They didn't want to say Arneves was a Talmai animal because they would think that they're making fun of him. So they changed it to Marve Raglayim, whatever the animal they changed it to. So all the differences, Ese Adam, right? They changed it so that Piapol wouldn't make theological mistakes who wanted to misrepresent the Torah. But that's exactly, related to the Ziyafat Torah.
Back to the actual Gemara. So we say that the Reisha of the Isur, she gets
knocked. So in the case of the Reisha where she gets remarried, shall we fine her that we make her, she loses her ksuba.
Right. But both she needs a get.
And she needs a get. That's the fine.
Well, what's the fine with respect to the get?
Now she's not allowed to marry a Kohen in the future.
Anyway.
Why couldn't she
get divorced from the first one too?
She couldn't, so she's getting divorced from the first one too. So what if you have to, okay, good question. So we fine her, you got to think about that a lot. I'm sorry? What if he dies before he gives the get? What if he dies before he gives the get? That would be the nafkamina, right? Okay. Weiter. Baruch Hashem. Ein la ksuba. So we continue two dots. So she loses her ksuba. My taima. Takina le rabbanan ksuba. Why? Kadei shalote kalabein avlotzia. The whole reason why the rabbanan enacted ksuba was so that it's difficult for a man to divorce his wife. He'll think twice because he has all the responsibilities of paying the ksuba. Ha! In this case, take kalabein avlotzia. Here, let her be easy for him to divorce, because we want them to get divorced. There's no reason we need the ksuba to prevent divorce. We want them to get divorced, and therefore, there's no reason to enact the ksuba. Asks Tosfos, why were there abundant enact? Famous Machlokas we've shown him, ksuba daraisa. Machlokas tanaim. But Tosfos holds here, and in ksuba stavyud, ksuba is daraisa. What do we write in the ksuba? Dechazi lechi mi daraisa. So yes, Tosfos, what does this language mean? Takinil Rabbanan Ksuba. So Tosfos says, maybe he's talking about the Ksuba of an Almana is Durabanan. Ksuba Psula is Daraisa. And therefore what? Since the Ksuba of an Almana is Durabanan, so here, why did the Rabbanan enact Ksuba by an Almana? Shalotei Kala Be'en of Lahotzia. That's the reason. So therefore, says Tosfos, here, by a Ksuba Daraisa, but because we know an idea behind ksuba is already so the Rabbanan used that reason to knock out the din d'oraisa. And this already starts the sugya of what we're going to talk about over the next 2 days, the largest, most expanded discussion of this in Shas right here. Yesh klach b'yad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah. Tosfos already gets the ball rolling here. Because ksuba d'rabbanan by almana is because of shalotei kana b'alein avotzia, so the Rabbanan saw by ksuba d'araisa, in this case, that reason doesn't apply, and therefore they said, we'll knock out the din d'araisa, even though this ksuba really stands on its own, separate from the Rabbanan's creation, but that is the shita of Tosfos. The Ra, and the Rosh also in ksubas. Other Rishonim aren't so clear. Other Rishonim hold that ksuba is the Rabbanan, and therefore they wouldn't have a problem here. And how do you get out of the language in our ksuba? In some ksubas don't say it, but most ksubas, especially in Chus Laaretz, they all say it, the Chazi Lechi Midaraisa. That just means the money that is obligated is d'oraisa money. Right? There are different types of money. Zuze kaputkia and zuze masa. Right? Different types of money that's used. Serious zuzim. Right? D'oraisa zuzim. But it doesn't mean that ksuba is d'oraisa. That's how we understand it. If you hold ksuba, d'rabbanan. The Rambam is not clear what his shita is. Look in the different. The Rambam seems to paskin ksuba d'rabbanan. If you look at the Rambam that paskins, sounds like he holds ksuba d'rabbanan, but there is a problem there. After the Rambam says in Hilchas Isha's Yud Yud Aleph, Hama'ari says a Isha of a kasa of a ksuba and a kasa of a chuppa, then a rusahi was the Rambam that the Rambam paskins ksuba d'rabbanan. The problem is that there are a couple of other Rambams which throw in ksuba. Sounds like even in the world of Daraisa, in the Koteret of Hilchas Isha's in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, "What's the mitzvah of marriage? Lisa Isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin." That's the mitzvah. What does ksuba have to do with it? Ksuba is d'rabbanan. Or the iser, shelo tiboil isha below ksuba v'kiddushin. What's he throwing in ksuba here? He holds ksuba is d'rabbanan. And he says, tzorech lichtov ksuba kodem knisa l'chupa, v'achar kach yeh mutar b'ishto. Sounds like the ksuba is something very serious. So my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once wrote up in the Beis Yitzchak in number Chavav, that according to the Rambam, and there are other writers to this also, the details of ksuba are d'rabbanan. But the idea of ksuba is d'oraisa. The idea of the commitment of the husband to the wife, that's d'oraisa. The Rabbanan obligated it and made it, all the details, d'oraisa. Isha shel kedusha yotzeres kesher shel kayama min ha-Torah afim ha-derech lahasik ishas kazu ha-idechiv mamoni v'chol prati ha-ksuba in elami d'rabbanan. Right, not to give a mashal, davening is d'oraisa. All the details of d'oraisa are d'rabbanan. How we do it, what we do, what we say, when we say it, that's d'rabbanan. But the concept is the oraisa. So too, ksuba might be the oraisa, even though the details are the rabbana. That's ksuba. Vayter, next detail on the Mishnah. Ein la peros, velo mazonas, velo belos. All of those tanai ksuba are also canceled out. Why? Tanai ksuba ki ksuba dami. Because these are all tanaim of the ksuba, which the rabbanan created in Mesechas Ksubis, all of the conditions. What is the husband? What are the husband's privileges? What are the husband's obligations? They're all, this is connected that. Peros, tachas, perkunim, mizonos, all of these discussions. So that's all Tanai Ksuba. So if the Ksuba is knocked out, so to all the Tanai Ksuba is also knocked out. Period. Not lo mizeh umizeh. If she took some of it, so then she has to give it back. Ask the Gemara Pshita, is that obvious? So answer, no. We might think that she shouldn't take it. But it's not a din vadai. The Rabbanan says she shouldn't. But if she does, she gets to keep it. The principle of tafsa lo mafkinan. Kamash v'lam, we don't say that. Kamash v'lam, Bezim will go down and take it back from her and give it back to the husbands. And what does the Mishnah then say? That the vlados are mamzerim. Havlad mamzer mizeh umizeh. That's what the Mishnah said, as we said there. The child from the second husband is obviously a mamzer d'oraisa, a child born out of wedlock. What does that mean? A mamzer from the first husband. Does that mean before the husband left? Then for sure that kid's not a mamzer. That was a regular child born. Does it mean that after the second husband came back, she lives with him again? And then has a child? So why is that child a mamzer? Right? It's an iser sota. Sota levaila. Right? Eishas ishas insa, but that doesn't create mamzerus. Right, so we'll have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara will come back to that on Amud Beis, but now the Gemara has an introduction. So now we get into the sugya of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Davar Ben HaTorah. Right here, Daf Peites and Daf Tzadi here in Yevamos. Just by way of introduction, remember the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. We'll mention it again. What is the source for the Rabbanan's power of making laws? What's the source of that? It says in Parsha Shoftim, Lo Sasur. Lo Sasur, do not, there's 2 points. Number one, what is the source of their being allowed to do it? What is the source of our having to listen to it and not being able to violate their words? So there are a couple of sources suggested for what the source is for their making the dinim. Rasi Vasu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, the Pasuk quoted earlier in the Torah, but the Pasuk of Lo Sasur is clearly the Pasuk that we have to listen to them. Asisaf Yatara Asher Yerucha, and Lo Sasur in Shoftim. But there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says that means Lo Sasur, listen to the rabbis when they interpret the Torah. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to the Rabbanan when they interpret the Torah, when they make drushas, hekish and kal v'chomer and gzeira shava, and you're giving over the amidos. That's what it means. That's all it means. When they make dinim d'rabbanan, why do you have to listen to them? That's not lo sasser. That's the Ramban shita. And the Rambam writes in a few places, he writes in the first Shorish and Shorish Aleph, and I'll read it to you from Hilchas Mamrim. Because Hilchas Mamrim, the Rambam says, you have to listen to the Rabbanah no matter what they say, based on Los Asur. Dinim d'Oraisa, Dinim d'Rabbanan, Drashas Chazal, Takanos, Gzeros, everything, says the Rambam. Kol mi she'ena oseh b'hora asan, over, around everything, over below Sase, Shenamar, Los Asur, and Adamar, she'gidu l'cha, ve'in lokin alav zem, mishan, nitin l'an shazim, mishan, bezdin. Good. And then he says, Echad Varim Shalom Duosan Mipi Ashmua, Vim Torah Shabal Peh, Vehe Echad Varim Shalom Duosan Mipi Daiton, Ba'achas Benamida Shaturned Reshes Bohen, Vehechad Varim Shasu Shasun Siogla Torah, Uvima Shashat Sricha, Vim Xeros Vitakanos Vehamin Hagos. It's all Osasur. Vekol Echad Echad Mishloshad Varim Elu, Mitzvahs Ase Lishmoa Lohen, Veover Alachas Mehen, Over Belos Ase. That's the Rambam Shita. And you have the two problems. The more famous problem is the Rambam Shita. And that is, according to the Rambam, the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam, if everything is included in Los Asur, so when do you ever have the principle of Safek Drabban on Lakula? Everything's Daraisa. Every Drabban is a Daraisa. So therefore, when do you ever have the principle of Safek Drabban on Lakula? What could there be differences between Drabbanans and Daraisas? So that's the question. That's where most of the action is, to try to explain the Rambam, and the most common answer given by the Meshech Chachma, by the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, by others. I'm not sure if the Mabit actually says, they might give a different one, but the Meshech Chachma says this in Shoftim. The answer is, Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. Meaning, when you violate when your Vadai violated the Rabbanan, then you violate Lo Sasur. But the Rabbanan built into their laws that if it's Safek, you don't violate. Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. That's it. It's not every time. It's not equal. It's only Vadai Rabbanan, not a Safek. It's built in that you have these kulas. Fine. That's the Rambam. But the less discussed issue, but it's just as important of an issue, is the Ramban. So the Ramban, nobody has kashas on the Ramban, because the Ramban says the Lo Sasur is only what they darshit for the Torah, but not the Drabbanans. So then the kasha is, so what's the source of the Torah that we have to listen to the Rabbanan? If it's not Lo Sasur, according to the Ramban, what's the source? Says Rabbi Chanan, it's obvious. Ratzon Hashem, as we've called it in the past. If the Torah gives the Rabbanan the power to make laws, then it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to listen to them. It's obvious. And he says, and that's the pshat of Bilam. Bilam. If you read the psukim in Parshas Balak, doesn't sound like Bilam's such a bad guy. He asks God, Hashem says, don't go. And if you go, you're going to have to say this. Okay, fine. So you read the psukim. But it's clear that Bilam was not fulfilling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Right, sometimes we have to use our sixth sense to realize this. So the Ramban says, and that's Rabbi Chanan writes this in Kuntres Divrei Sofrim. Rabbi Chanan has a whole Kuntres about this topic of the Koach of the Rabbanan in the second volume of Kovet Shirim, and that's where he deals with this issue. He said it's obvious that this is what the Torah wants. Kivan Shanu Roen Shatorah Ha'aricha B'Davar Zeh Yoser Mechaveiro about talking to the Rabban about listening to the Rabbanan Nistamu Chashiv Yoser. Right, and that's what we have to listen. Shari Makaimim Bazer Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach Sheskima Daiton LeDaito Mikamakam Kivin Shlavali and Tzivim Mefurash Him Kalin Midivrei Torah Hamefurashin. Because it's not Mefurash in the Torah, it's a little more Lakula. Okay, there's so much here, but let's get started with the Gemara. So it's not Hasan. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Trumos Ein Tamei Min HaTamei Al HaTor. One is not allowed to give Tamei Truma for Tahar Truma. You have to give Torah Truma to the Kohen. You're not allowed to give Tamei Truma. Why? Rashi quotes that this is a Din D'Rabbanan. Hefsid Kohen. Rashi quotes. Tosva says it's based on a Pasuk. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Tosva says, Lo V'lo La'oro. Yeah, right. What is a Kohen allowed to do with Truma Tameya? He has to burn it. Because he could use it, get Hanof from it by burning it. But Tosva says, that's an Isarase. Lo V'lo La'oro. Or Tosva quotes another Pasuk, third wide line in Tosva. Mikol Chelbo. Sarach litro min ayafe al hara. Right, you have to take from the good. And Tommy is considered ra, because he can't use it for a lot of things. The machlokas Rashi tells us whether this is din daraisa or din darabana. So, you're not allowed to take min atame. V'im taram. And if he did take the tame al atar, bishogeg trumaso truma. Bishogeg, we allow it. Bishogeg trumaso truma. Bimezid loss of loklum. Bimezid, no, meaningless. Or we'll see if it's meaningless. Lo asav lo klum. My lo asav lo klum. What does that mean? Lo asav lo klum, if you did it b'mezid. Machlokas. Amar Rav Chisda. Lo asav lo klum kalikr. It's meaningless, says Rav Chisda. Dafilu ahigir yua had l'tivle. Even that little piece that you gave us, truma, is not truma. It's still tevel. And therefore, what you did is meaningless. You have to do it again. And the item that you took off is tevel. Barav Nasan, Barav Oshi Amar, no. Lo asav lo klum l'sakin es hashirayim. What you did not, was not misakin the field, meaning whatever's left is still tevel. Aval truma have. But what you did, what you were mafresh, is truma. Right? But it's just that, you know, it's not the best truma, and therefore you have to take off another truma from your field. So let's talk about this. Rav Chisda lo amar krav nasan barav oshia. Why did Rav Chisda say it's meaningless? De'i amri tavi truma. Because if you would say it is truma, zimnin, it's another one of what people are going to do. Zimnin de pasha v'lo mafresh. If people know, if I know I have to give this to the Kohen, and then you're telling me, oh, I got to take off another truma. So you know what I'm going to think to myself? What does that mean? If this is truma, then my field is okay. And therefore, they're not going to be mafresh again. They're going to be negligent and say, no, what are the rabbis are crazy? You know, they told me this is truma. That's it. I know there's only one truma per field. So that's why Rav Chisda says, you have to say it's meaningless. So you already see what the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis. The Rabbanan, if this is truma daraisa, and the Rabbanan knocked it out because of this worry, the Rabbanan are able to knock out the status of truma daraisa. That's pretty amazing. And say it's not truma, it's tevel. So that's zimnin debash of lo mafresh. That's Rav Chisda shita. Umay shno mehad etznan. So Rav Chisda, you're so worried, and you say that's why it's not even truma. So why is the difference in the following case? May shno mehad etznan. What about this mishnah in Meseches Trumos? Hatorim kishus v'nimsei smara. Somebody is being torim cucumbers, and after they're torim it comes out that they are spoiled. They're bitter cucumbers. They're not good. Avatiach, your mafresh avatiach, v'nimsei saruach, and it comes out, it's disgusting. What's the halach in those cases? Truma, v'yachzer v'yitrom. It is truma. You have to give it to the Kohen, and you have to take off more truma. So what do you mean? Didn't we just say, according to the Rav Chisda, you can't ever say that. Because right when you say it's truma, they're not going to be mafresh again. We're going to be worried. Says the Gemara, no. Shogig amezid karamis. You're asking me, I'm from Shogig to Mezid. In the second Mishnah over here, Shogig, Lo Avedi Sura. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't know. And therefore, Tosas explains, we're not worried that he's a chashid, a bad guy. So therefore, if we tell him to do this, he'll do it. Mezid ka Avedi Sura. But in the first Mishnah, he already did one thing wrong. Right? He already was mafresh, but not tell me alator. So we're nervous that if he knows that the first thing is truma, so then he's just not going to do it. He's already chashid in this area. Says the Gemara, Rami Shogig HaShogig. Okay, so Shogig HaMezik can't be Akasha? So let me ask you Shogig HaShogig. Why? Hachak Tani, what do we see in our Mishnah? The first Mishnah quoted. Bishogig Truma, so Truma, if he didn't know about it, they'll say he didn't know it was Tameh, so then it is Truma. Truma, so Truma, and that's it, it's finished. Hasam, but what does it say there? By the term, right, the Tani, Truma V'yachzer V'yitrom. So there it's Shogig also, so he asked from the first part of the Mishnah. But so why do you have to give Truma again? In our first Mishnah, you don't have to give Truma again. And in the second Mishnah, so in the case of Tamei Ala Tahar, you don't have to give a second Truma if it's Shogeg. And here, you have to give a second Truma if it's Shogeg. Stira. So answer the Gemara. No, there's still a difference. Hasam Shogeg Karvel Mezid. Over there, you should have checked if it was spoiled. That you're able to check. Di Boile Lamitame. You can taste it. You can take from another one of the fruit there. So that's why that's Karvel Mezid, and that's why you have to be Choser Vitari. In the first case, you didn't know it was Tameh. Right? So that's why that's a real Shogeg. So finally, Gemara says, ask the other way. Verami Mezid on Mezid. Let me ask the other way. Let me ask Mezid on Mezid. Right over here, we said, Hachak Tani B'Mezid Lo Asa Klum. B'Mezid is meaningless. And we had a Machlokes. What that means, according to Yerav Chisda, it's totally meaningless. Hasam Tanan. But the Mishnah there tells us, this is a Mishnah in Demai. Not in Trumos. Hatorei Misha Ein Nakuv Al Nakuv. We know that Mida Oraisa, something is only Chayav in Trumos and Maestros, if it's attached to the ground. And even if it's in a flower pot, if it has a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, that's called attached to the ground, and that's good enough to be Chayav Doraisa. If it's in an Eino Nakuv, a pot that does not have a hole in it on the bottom, so then it is Chayav in Trumos and Maestros Mida Rabbanan. On a Doraisa level, it's not Chayav. So, the Mishnah tells us, if I take Truma from an Eino Nakuv, meaning from a pot that is not Chayiv, to try to cover my Nakuv, Al Nakuv, so that's Truma V'yachzer V'yitrom. It is truma. It has truma significance, but you have to take off truma again because you were mafrish min ha-pater al ha-chayef, and that's not good. So therefore, what do you see from there? Question mark. So you see there, that's a case of mazid. You know what you're doing, and you have to be chozer v'torim. According to you, Rav Chisda, no. The whole thing is meaningless. And why is that? And why aren't we worried? So answer, betray mani tzayis b'chad mana lo tzayis. In the case of eino nakov al nakov. So after you tell him it's truma and you have to take off from the real thing, he'll accept that. Because it's two different pots, two different areas. He's like, okay, I guess I couldn't get away with it. He'll realize it. But in our first case, where it's minatami alatar, it's from the same area. So he's not there, he's not going to listen. Because it's from one pot. Therefore, he's not going to listen. So again, that's the chilek. Ad kan divrei Rav Chisda. So we explain Rav Chisda in terms of knocking it out. Just keep in mind, in Yonah the Shana, we know in Shemitah, one of the major businesses in Shemitah is matzah menutak, the produce that is grown, that is detached from the ground. Yesterday, I got to be in a schus in some of the hothouses by down south. So what do we paskin? So what the minag rova ola, meaning what many poskim accept, what the Chazon Ish even accepted, is where you have a double, where you have what's called Eino Nakuv, like we have in our Mishnah, where it's only Chayiv and Chumas and Maestros Midrabanan. Why? Because on a Daraisa level is not called attached to the ground, and therefore it's as if it's not growing in Eretz Yisrael. Plus, but it's Chayiv Drabanan. That wouldn't be good enough to, let's say, allow you to grow things. Plus, inside, bias. The Yerushalmi has a suffix about growing items inside a house during Shemitah. It's a suffix. Suffix of the Yerushalmi, and the Pas HaShulchan, Visol Mishklov, Talmud of the Gra, says, suffix of the Yerushalmi, say it can be Mako because Shemitah Pesman is Ezra Abanan. So many poskim say you can't rely on any one of those by themselves. But together, if it's detached from the ground, which is called Matzah Menutak, and what they have, and all the frum farmers, what they have down there is that it's minutak, it's in a kli, and it's raised a number of tfachim off of the ground, so it's totally airspace and minutak inside a hothouse. So it's bais and asa. The Chazon Ish says there, it can be mako, it's as if it's growing in chutz la'aretz. And therefore, there's no kedusha and there's no problem with growing anything there in those areas. So when if it says matzah minutak chamamot, so that's no kedusha, but it's based on this, right? Because eino nakuv gets it into the world of the rabbanans. That's not enough by itself, but along with the suffix of the Yerushalmi and shvius bezmanas and the rabbanan, so then the Chazon Ish is meiko in that regard. That Yerushalmi, if you want to see the suffix, it's the Yerushalmi in Arla in the first parak, right? By shvius, it has that suffix. Okay, we continue. So, second to last line. Ulrav Nasan, Rabbi Yoshiya, the Amar Lo Asavolo Klum, Lasaki Shirayim, Ela Truma Have. What did he say? If you're Mafish, Minatami Ela Tahar. So, it is Truma. It just does, it's not Masaki in your field. So, Maishna, Mehadetznan. So, why is it different than the other Mishnah in Demai? The opposite case. Minha Nakuv al She'ein Nakuv. If you're Mafish, Minha Chayiv al HaPater. Right, nakuv, but I have in mind, I want to think of chumas and maestros from that flower pot. That flower pot is not chayiv in chumas and maestros. But that was my kavana. Menachayiv ala patur, truma so truma, it does work as truma, vilo sochal, but the kohen cannot eat it, acha yotzi ala truma maestro bimakom acher. Until you're mafrish, chumas and maestros from some other place. Because really, this isn't truma. Because what, you're mafrish for something that's not chayiv in truma. So then how could this be truma daraisa? So it is truma. You have to give it to the kohen, but you have to be but on a daraisa level, it still might be called tefel, and that's it. You have to be mafrish trumas and maestros mi makom acher, right? Question mark. So why in the first case you say that you give it to the kohen and he can eat it? It just has to be mafrish again, and here you give it to the kohen and he cannot eat it until you're mafrish from somewhere else. Answer, no, shiny hacha, here is different. Demida araisa, truma ma'al yasahi. Here, really, on a daraisa level, it is truma. I'm sorry, in our case from earlier, minatame ala tahar. Right, that, daraisa, it works. How do you know if you turn min hara'a, which in our context is tamei, min hara'a layafa, how do you know on the daraisa level it is truma? You shouldn't have done it, but it is truma. Dichsif. Because the pasuk says, velo sisu alav chet, you should not bear sin, baharimchem eschel bo mimenu, when you're mafrish, the truma from it. So you could do something wrong when you're mafresh. So v'im ein kadosh nesias chei lama. If it wasn't truma at all, and you have to be mafresh again, then it comes out that when you're actually mafresh, you didn't do anything wrong. This sin is preventing you from being mafresh. But the Torah says that you violated when you did the hafrasha. So mikan l'tarmin arala yafesh chumaso truma. So it must be that the hafrasha did work and you sinned. Meaning you did something wrong. You shouldn't have done this, but it worked. So you see, on a daraisa level, it is truma. So that's why, in our case, Rabbi Nosem, Rabbi Oshia says, it is truma, the coin can eat it right away. Just we're kones you that you have to be mafrish again. Unlike this case, where it was not truma on a daraisa level. The Tosfos here has two deyos in Velo Sochal. What does it mean that it's truma and you have to give it to the kohen? So the first deya is that it's only truma lagabe you're having to give it to the kohen. Right? It's not truma for any other purpose. Because that's what we just said in the Gemara, that on a daraisa level it's not truma. Pirsh rivan, de lo havi truma, elo le'inyin sheyitna lekohen. Velo ledavar acher, she'in asur lezarim. If his czar eats this, is he chayiv for eating truma? No, not chayiv for eating truma, says the rivan. The a near the re, says no. It's not totally. It's at least truma derabanan. At least truma derabanan. Right, it's not just Truma Lagabe giving it to the Kohen. So that's the Machlokes in the Tosfos, the Re and the Revan. He thinks it's at least, the second day, at least Truma de Rabban. Again, giving Truma, that Varsha Truma, is a mitzvah daraisa. How does this Gemara, the Gemara in Temura Dafhei, talks about this case? We know there's a Machlokes there, major topic. If the Torah tells you not to do something and you try to do it, so does it work? The Torah says you can't marry this woman. Does it work if you marry her? So it depends. If it's chayvi krisis, it doesn't work. If it's chayvi lav, and it does work. So there's a machlokas, Abaye and Rava, what's the rule? And what are the exceptions? Rava says it generally does not work. It's not mahani. So therefore, all the cases that work have to be explained for Rava. Like a kohen marrying a grusha. Or other cases. You have to explain it. That, according to Rava, that's the chiddush of this pasuk. That it works. Because normally it doesn't work. That's the chiddush of velosisu alav chet. According to Abaye, it never works. So what's the chiddush of this pasuk that you're doing an avera? You're right, it doesn't work, but the chiddush of the pasuk is that you're doing an avera. That's what the Gemara in Temura explains our Gemara. Again, there's a lot more here by Hafrashas Truma. How much Truma do you have to give Daraisa? The Gemara says, chita achas poteres esakri. Just a little bit, right? That's the language of the Gemara we had in Amud Aleph. Even this garyua, even this little bid was Yotze the Mitzvah. The Rabbanan were Misakein. 140th, 150th, 160th, but on a Daraisa level, any amount. The Tosfos Rid, we know from Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Nun Ches says, that really is not the Mitzvah of Truma, though. The language of the Gemara is Meduyak, says the Tosfos Rid. Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. It removes the Shem Tevel. But the Mitzvah of giving Truma, that's only when you give a Davar Chashuv. Right? Nason Titein. You have to give Kedei Nesina. And therefore, and he uses that to explain a couple of things, that's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid, and the Noda B'Yehuda didn't have a Tosfos Rid on Maseches Kiddushin. He writes in Yoredei, in Tinyana, Simin Reish Aleph, I'm going to say a chiddush here that nobody's ever said in the history of the world. He says the exact same thing. So it's wonderful. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid, which we have. But that's the Tosfos Rid and the Noda B'Yehuda say the exact same idea. Viter. So now, what we've done so far is background. Amalei Rabba l'Rav Chisda. So now Rabbi asked the Kasha. L'didach da'amei lo asa v'lo klom kal ikar. According to you, Rav Chisda, then when it says that if you shmafrish ben atomei ala tohar, so then it's nothing. D'afilohu geryua hadilativlei, that's tevel. My time a why gzera dimo pasha v'lo mafrish, because we're worried that if you say it's truma, then the guy's not going to be mafrish again. Mika midi d'midaraisa avi truma, umishum dilma pasha v'kua rabbana l'chulin. Do you ever find this? The Rabbanan can knock out the status of Truma because of a gzera. How can they do that? So the Gemara says, V'chi bezdin masin lakar davar min haTorah, is that possible? So first of all, where do you ever have a precedent? That's what we're interested in now. And then we got to figure out what's the source that they're allowed to do it. But first, do you ever find such a case? So Amar Leitzer, Rav Chisda says, what's the problem? Do you ever learn Yevamos before? V'yad lo tizbara. You don't think so? V'yotznan. What does our Mishnah say? Havlad mamzer mizeh o mizeh. The vlad is a mamzer even from the first husband. Bishlamal misheni mamzer. From the second man, it's a mamzer, obviously, because that's a child born out of wedlock. Ela mi rishon amai ishtohi. V'yisrael ma'al yehu. V'kasharina lebe mamzeres. Child from the first husband, you're calling him a mamzer, and he's going to be allowed to marry a mamzeres? How could that be? So you see from there, the Rabbanim were oker, gave him the status. So Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Shmuel, no, that's not a good raya. Also be mamzeres. No, that person were they living on mamzer, also be mamzeres. V'chinki also Rabban Amar Rabbi Yochanan, also be mamzeres. V'yamai kari lei mamzer, lo oser be bas Yisrael. It just means that he's a mamzer mid the Rabbanan. And therefore they can't marry a bas Yisrael. But he's also to marry a mamzeres. So that's why, don't take our mission so seriously. The problem is, who could this guy marry? Right, who can he marry? He can marry another Suffolk person in this state. Sounds like that's about it. He can't, it's even worse. He can't marry a Bas Yisrael because he's a Mamzer Midrabanan. He can't marry a Mamzer Daraisa because he's only a Mamzer Midrabanan. So who can he marry? Very difficult. Very few people out there. Period. So a Gioras, but question, Gioras and Mamzeres might have the same status. But it could be a Gioras, unless unclear whether he's considered a, maybe from the Gioras' point of view, he's a Mamzer Midrabanan. But a Gioras can marry a Mamzer Daraisa. Could be. So very few people. So Shalach Rav Chizkiah Rabba, Biyad Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. So now Rav Chizkiah goes on the offensive. He was just ass. So now Rav Chizkiah says, let me ask you, V'yein Bezin Laka Dover Min HaTorah. Bezin is not okay, V'yatanya. What about the following? Me'em Asai Adam Yoreis Es Yishto K'tana. We know, we're going to talk about at length, Bez Hashem, in the 13th and the parak, all about miyun. Miyun. We know on a Daraisa level, a woman can get married herself or her father, when she is a Nara or a Ktana. If her father died, the Rabbanan were misakein, kidushe miyun, kidushin the Rabbanan, until she is a Gedola. And she's married. How does she get out of that marriage? She could walk out. What happens if she did not walk out of the marriage and she died? Rachmana Litzlan, she died young, and now the husband could yarshin her. From when could the husband yarshin her? Because, after all, if she would have lived, maybe she would have walked out of the marriage and the husband would never have yarshined her. So at what stage do we say that the husband yarshins her if she died? So, Beishamei Omre Mishatamo Bekamasa. When she is upright. What does that mean? Rashi says, a gedola. When she stay Cyrus and shun him. Tosva says, what? That doesn't sound that way from the Lashon of the Tamar Kamasa. We could have used a different Lashon to be clearer. Tosva says, no. What it means is, when she appears like a gdola, even though she hasn't come of age yet. Niri Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Bekamasa. Amari Mishatamod Bekamasa Hainu Sheniri's Gdola Ksas. Ava Bishadayin Lo Igiela Pirka. Aruch Laner and others discuss Rashi Shita. What does Rashi mean gdola? The whole Miyun is over then, by gdola anyway. So, gdola. That's the Kamasa. Beishilal Omer Mishatikanis Lachopa. Nisuin. Whenever Nisuin takes place, that's enough. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishatibayil. When she has bia. And whenever this takes place, according to each shita respectively, v'yarsha umitame la, v'ocheles begino chuma. He yarshins her as mitame for her and eats chuma. We'll have to talk about, aren't those daraisis? And this is only a marriage to Rabbanan. So we'll see. Beishame omrim, but let's just clarify first. Beishame omrim, mitame mishitamo kamasa, avagav lo nechsa l'chopa, even without nisuin? So no, ema mishitamo bekamasa, vitikanis l'chopa. No, both. You have, she's of age, and she has chuppah. V'hachi kamru le beishama le beisilel. And this is what beishamai means to say. De kamritu mishitukanis l'chuppah, you said chuppah? Not enough. Im amda bekamasa mahanyo l'chuppah, v'ilo lo mahanyo l'chuppah. Right, so you have to have both, beishamai says. Rebbe Eliezer omer mishetipa el, only by bia. V'homer Rebbe Eliezer ein maisaktana klum. Right, ema isaktani, you don't focus on, that can't have an afkamina daraisa. Ema mishetavdo v'tiboel. It means both again. When she comes of age and she has a bia. That is all background now. So now the Gemara says, k'tani mias yarsha. He gets to yarshin her out of this marriage durabanan. V'yahacha demida araisa avua yarislana daraisa level, she's not married, so her father should yarshin her. Umidurabanan yarisla. Umidurabanan yarisla baal. And the husband marries her. So the Rav Chisda says, look, Akira's davar min HaTorah. Answer, Dini Mamanis is different. All the examples of Dini Mamanis are different. Hefker Bezin Haya Hefker. Hefker Bezin Hefker. To Amr, what's the source for Hefker Bezin Hefker? The two different psukim quoted. Amr Rav Yisrael, Minash Hefker Bezin Haya Hefker. Shnei Amr Kol HaShalom. You know what? I don't want to rush. I'll start with these two psukim tomorrow. I just wanted to end with a Chashuk Echemed. talking about the Hefker Bezen Hefker and the Dini Mamadis. Here's the case. Reuven gave money to a certain stock organization, Maisa Shahaya, and he got a kartis, he got a raffle ticket. And they called him up a month later and they say, Reuven, you won! You won two super duper bikes. These special bikes you won. So come pick it up whenever. Ruby's like, great, thank you so much. Reuven gets off the phone and says, when am I ever going to get there? When am I going to schlep there to this other city to get the bikes? And he takes and he throws out the raffle ticket. Shimon, his friend, was in the room with him. He was having a chavrusa with him, whatever. And he sees the whole story. After Reuven leaves the room, he goes, takes the raffle ticket out of the garbage. He said Reuven was mafkarid. He had yeyush. He calls up the stock organization and says to them, excuse me, I gave you a lot of money. You think it's right for me to have to schlep to you to go get the bicycles? It's only appropriate for you to send it to me. I don't know what you're talking. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you're right, Mr. So-and-so. Right, you're right. Hangs up the phone. The next day, the bikes are delivered to Reuven's house. Shimon comes and says, can I please have my bikes? Reuven's like, I don't know how these got here. Shimon explains to him what happened. And Shimon says, thank you. Reuven says, they're mine. I don't want to be much react, but they're my bikes. And Shimon says, no, they're mine. Or do we say, says the Chashukei Chemed, maybe he belongs to the sucker organization, because right when Reuven gave up hope, so then he had Yeish, and they were Zoch in it, and it belongs to them. So, whose is it? Says Rav Zilberstein, I think if they wouldn't have been delivered, then the sucker organization is Zoch. But then they gave it. They again were machne it to Reuven. Then it comes to Reuven's house. And Reuven was Zoch. Shimon, he says, does not have rights to it. Shimon does not have rights to it. He says, maybe he helped him out. Bar Shimon lo yizkabo ki amosad einu muchan klal itin as a schiel echad shlotarim lohem. They didn't have any kavana to be makne it to Shimon. Right? Shimon was only zoche in the piece of paper. The bikes were only from the organization to Reuven. But he says Reuven should give Shimon a little matana out of hakaras hatov for getting in the bikes. Right? You see, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hit the ground and the water. So we find even if somebody does something shaloba kavana, you should have hakaras hatov. That's what he paskins. Reuven gets to keep the bikes. Shimon is owed a little bit of hakaras hatov. But that's in terms of hefker bezdin hefker in terms of the money. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll talk about those stories and those halakas tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is up. Brother Shem from last night.